Well, good afternoon and welcome everybody to Sexton Arena on the campus of St. John's University. It's girls basketball on a Saturday afternoon as the Melrose Dutchmen and Pierce Pioneers square off. Should be a good matchup today. 6-3 records, identical for both teams. Both teams played last night. Melrose losing to Holding Ford, Pierce winning in Bram. Evan Reller, the head coach of the Dutchmen, Matt Pepping, coach of the Pioneers. Both teams down a starter today. Mariah Olish not available. She's at a band function for the Pioneers. And Coach Reller is minus one of his starters, Ashley Revering, who's out with an injury. So Melrose loses by 14 to Holding Ford in Holding Ford last night, 65-51. That is the common opponent that these two teams have. Melrose dropping one by 14 to the Huskers, an undefeated Holding Ford team, by the way, while the Pioneers lost by 11 in Pierce back on December the 3rd. It's a home game, technically, for the Pioneers, so they've got the black unis on. Melrose in their whites with purple and yellow highlights. Melrose wins the JV 52-41 this afternoon. There was MIAC action here earlier this afternoon. St. John's defeated Augsburg on this court. So it's a full day of action here at Jim and Adrian Smith Court at Sexton Arena on the campus of St. John's University. We'll be back, and we'll check in with the head coaches, Matt Pepping of Pierce, Evan Reller of Melrose. Join us next on You Are There Sports.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Pierce is a proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel is your excavating contractor, and they also do sewer and water, basements, build material, wash sand, black dirt, and gravel. Call them today to get started. Their number is 468-2626. That's 468-2626. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers. Joining me on today's pregame, he's Matt Pepping, coach of the Pioneers. And you get Melrose here at St. John's University, and both teams 6-3, both played last night. And in a way, well, you look at where you're at in this point of the season, maybe the biggest game of the year so far to date for the girls.
Yeah, especially for playoff, seeding and all that. To have the tiebreaker come late February, it would be big to get this win.
What do you know about Melrose? Played the Holding Ford last night, played a relatively close ball game. Their three losses are against very good teams, Litchfield, Sauk Center, and Holding Ford.
Yeah, they have a lot of experience back. I don't think they lost a girl from last year. And then Michaela's back with, she's a 1,000-point scorer. So our game plan defensively revolves around her. And then they're really good defensively, and they're really physical. So we're without Mariah tonight, Olish. So we'll see. We're going to have to really pick it up defensively and rebounding offensively and defensively.
Last night in Bram, picked up a very nice 21-point victory over the Bombers there. Got it going in the second half, pulled away, and kind of sparked by Alyssa Gertz. And it was fun to see her teammates just kind of recognize what was happening, get her the ball, and let her keep rolling.
Yeah, I think she scored 8 straight and then got to the foul line a couple times too. But, yeah, she had a nice game, probably her best game of the season. So it was good to see.
Mariah has played, I think, the bulk of her minutes. If you look over the 9 games, probably have been first half minutes. But how do you spread that out now for her?
Yeah, it's going to depend on matchups and how the game flow is going. So we're going to try to get her in there as much as possible. If we have mismatches underneath, we're going to try to get her the ball. But we also know if we go small like we did last night to kind of match them, that's when we kind of went on a run. So it's going to go game by game. you know, you're sitting at 6-3 with a kind of a marquee type game here and a couple of big games for you next week. Here's what a nice start to the season here to really test yourself.
Yeah, this is a good stretch for us. These next 5 games are against really good opponents, and we're going to see what we're made of.
Coach, good luck here this afternoon.
Thanks, Rick.
All right. Coach Pepping of the Pioneers, get ready to face the Melrose Dutchman here at St. John's University on You Are There Sports.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher on behalf of the Piers Legion Park Board of Directors. I would like to take a moment to thank all of our supporters who have banners hanging at our facility. They include Coors Light, Piers Co-op, Rainstorm, Johnny C's, Marshick Insurance, Mitchell Prisabilla, Piers Veterinary Clinic, DR Trucking, Sunrise Ag, Pioneer Lake Neutral, Piers Ballroom, Central Minnesota Pest Control, Modern Farm, Hennigan Insurance, Piers Eye Care, Remax, Dave Fisher, Design Electronics, Gertz Concrete, Patrick's Bar, Bootleggers Bar, Select Therapy, Lloyd Lumber, Farmers and Merchants, WPE Electric, Thielen Meats, and Aaron's Auto Body. Once again, thank you for supporting Piers Legion Park.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Derek Bakke from the 8th grade Pioneer basketball team. We'd like to take this time to thank all our sponsors, which allows this event to be broadcast. We have quality programs in our high school, and because of the support of our community and businesses, the quality of our programs will continue at a high level of performance and respect. We appreciate your continuing efforts in helping Piers High School be the best. Congrats to our Excel winners, Ellie Fisher and Landon Schomer. As winter sports seasons are in full swing, come and check out the action. Get involved in Piers athletics, music, and activities. Go Pioneers!
When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance. And no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328.
Joining me now is Evan Reller. He's the head coach of Melrose. And coach, a couple of 6-3 teams on a Saturday afternoon in St. John's. Pretty good test for both squads here. Both played last night. Good measuring stick here in early January.
Yeah, absolutely. It's always fun to play Piers. We know they're well coached, that they're disciplined, and it's going to be a good test for us, a good opportunity for us to get better. And like you said, both teams 6-3 having a nice season, and you know, a good chance for one of us to gain some momentum going into January.
Last night, an undefeated Holding Ford team. Tell us about how that one shook out.
Yeah, you know, Holding Ford, a very intense, full court pressure. Really good defensive team. Got on us a little bit early, and then we kind of got it back within 4 in the second half. And then kind of they made a run in the second half, and we really couldn't recover. And they ended up stretching that lead out. But it was, like I said, again, a good test for us and a good chance for us to get better. And I definitely think it did that.
Along with that loss, you coupled the Sox Center, Litchfield. I mean, those are three really good teams that you face that have handed you defeats.
Yeah, and absolutely. And we try to tell the girls too earlier in the year, you know, we want to be playing our best basketball at the end. And so when we're playing these good talents and we're taking these losses, yeah, losing is not fun. But like you said, it's a great opportunity to get better because those are really quality opponents. And so, you know, we look at, you know, just trying to sharpen up our own skills and whatever they expose as a weakness, trying to fix those weaknesses. And that's kind of our mindset.
Ironic, as we come out, you played in the St. Cloud tournament back-to-back games, and now you come out of that in January with back-to-backers. Find out what the girls have in the gas tank here early.
Yeah, exactly that. You know, there's always a little bit of rust, you know, in Christmas break, and then coming back from Christmas break. So like you said, you know, playing 2 games in the tournament, you know, and then playing 2 games right after, there's some rust and there's some things that we got to clean up a little bit. But yeah, girls are going to get back in shape pretty quickly, either through playing or through practice, because they're going to need to.
Mekhi Littmer still going at it strong, just one of the top players in Central Minnesota. What's her future look like? Is she looking to play somewhere, or what's her area of college choice looking like?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, every time I talk to her, she's, you know, a little unsure. So she thinks this one day and then that one day. You know, I think she's been talked to, you know, St. Ben's and some different MIAC schools. I think have approached her. I think that's where she's kind of looking. But, you know, truthfully, I don't think she's made a decision yet. I think she's just kind of up in the air, and she wants to play her season and kind of figure it out, that, you know, as she goes. But yeah, she hasn't really made a decision, but I definitely think she can play at that level. So, you know, I look forward to that.
At 6-3, what's the area of improvement you'd like to see from your team yet?
You know, just getting more girls to, you know, make contributions and help out. You know, Mekhi is, you know, a talented scorer and, you know, a really good player for us, and just other girls having the confidence to step up and hit big shots for us, and, you know, and continue to improve defensively. Rebounding is something that we got to continue to work on. But yeah, just continue to improve as offensive players, defensive players, and just continue to tweak the little things that, you know, that have been kind of plaguing us a little bit.
Final thought, your opponent here today is Pierce, also 6-3, also played last night. What do you know about them?
You know, we know that they're going to be an aggressive defensive team. You know that they're well coached, and we said discipline. You know, we talked about, you know, any weak dribbles or any weak passes, they're going to deflect or they're going to steal. So you're going to be kind of mentally focused and locked in. They're not a team that's going to go away. So it's a good test for our offense, and it's a good test for our defense as well, because we know that they're talented. They can shoot the ball, and they have different girls that can contribute at any given night. So that's, you know, they're a good balanced team.
Coach Evan Reller, good luck today.
Thank you.
All right. Evan Reller, coach of Melrose, with us on the pregame here on You Are There Sports.
This is Bo Labor, head football coach at Stillwater Area High School and a 1997 graduate of South St. Paul High School. You are listening to the high school sports coverage on this partner station of the Minnesota State High School League. We are the league.
Hi, this is Cindy Shaw with Edina Realty in Little Falls. Whether you're buying your first home or your forever home, selling your cabin or condo, I can help with all your real estate needs, big or small. I have a passion for real estate and understand the local market conditions because I'm from here and live here. For dedicated, personalized service, give me a call at 320-630-8410 and put the Edina Realty team to work for you. Or visit my website, cindyshaw.edinarealty.com. Go Pioneers!
For the best food around, it's the Brickyard on Main Street in Pierce. Great food always available, including Taco Tuesdays, soft or hard shell for $1, deep fried for $2. On Wednesday, a one-topping pizza for only $5. Thursday is wing night. Yes, stop in for wings. $4.95 bone-in-one sauce or $5.95 boneless-in-one sauce. They've got all kinds of great sauces available. And then on Friday, a great special. It's their baby back pork ribs, $14.95, and also all-you-can-eat roasted chicken for $8.95, or chicken and ribs for $13.95. The patio always open. That's at the Brickyard on Main Street in Pierce.
Now that the hustle and bustle of Christmas is over, stop in to Design Electronics and treat yourself to that new Verizon device you've been wanting. Hi, this is Sarah. Stop in and visit us and let us get you all set up with that new phone, tablet, or watch that you need. We'll make sure that you get what you want, and we do what we can to make sure that you're set up and happy when you leave. We will help with transferring content and make sure you have all the accessories to keep your phone protected. For the best customer experience, visit us today at Design Electronics and get your new Verizon device today.
All right, welcome back to Sexton Arena on the campus of St. John's University. We've had the starting lineups announced, and we're ready to play basketball here. Melrose and Pierce, both teams carrying 6-3 records, highlighted by a 1,000-point score plus Mekhi Littmer. We'll see a lot of her. She's averaging 22 a game. No Mariah Ole, so Anna Taylor gets the start today. She'll join Emily Daler, Amaya Rushlow, Courtney Strohmeyer, and Emily Sidlowski on the court. Melrose goes with Amy Ousting, Mekhi Littmer, Kaya Birch, Ashley Rademacher, and Kinsey Wensman. And we are underway in St. John's. Opening tip to Melrose. As they work it out front, Pierce opens man-to-man. This is Amy Ousting out front. And dribble drive penetration by Rademacher. Loose on the floor, picked up now. Back to Ousting in the corner. Extra real estate here as they throw it low. We're going to get a held ball as Taylor ties up with Birch inside. Turnover to the Pioneers. Go get it, Sedlowski across the St. John's University logo. Comes near side for Strohmeyer. One thing players need to be aware of here on a college court, it's a difference on the three-point line between the high school and the college three-point line. It's about an extra foot. You oftentimes see a high school player look down and they're setting their feet at the college three-point line rather than the high school line. We'll see if that's a difference. There's also extra length to the court here. Here's Daler getting inside, putting it up too hard. Rebound loose, controlled by Melrose. Back the other way, Kaya Birch. Now for Micaiah Littmere. Littmere, little hesitation, drive on Daler, rims it in, and Micaiah Littmere makes it 2-0. Sedlowski quickly, Strohmeyer puts up a three. That's a little short. And here comes Littmere running out of the pack. Micaiah into the front court. Right side for Amy Austing. Austing back out front for Littmere. They'll keep it in her hands as often as possible with good reason. Great player. Drive and bucket. Melrose gets two from Ashley Rademacher. And it's 4-0. Melrose goes left to right in front of us. Pioneers right to left. Sedlowski. Coming off a very nice game yesterday in Bram with 14. Back door. Strohmeyer gets it in the lane. Looks inside for Taylor. It's deflected. Anna on the floor. And they're going to get her for a travel as she rolled over with the ball. And that'll give it back to Melrose at the 16:05 mark. Pioneers win 59-38, holding Bram to 14 second-half points last night. There's a high screen and roll to get Littmere to the left side of the lane. Pull-up elbow jumper is off. Rebound inside, controlled by Birch. Her shot is no good. And finally, it's controlled by Daler. And here comes Sedlowski. Emily tests the defense to the paint. Back out, Strohmeyer. Got a three. Courtney from the left corner. And it's 4-3, Melrose. Pioneers retreat. They set up in a 2-3 zone down low with Taylor in the middle, Strohmeyer and Rushlow. Now right side for Rademacher. Rademacher puts it on the floor, dribbles, and gives off to Austing. Cross the way for Littmere. Her three is off the back rim. Couple of Dutchmen fight for the rebound and control it. Austing puts one up. That's no. Inside rebound, Birch. And Melrose controlling the offensive glass here early to give them extra possessions. Here's a drive and dish. Into the lane goes Wensman. Back out Littmere. Drives on Sedlowski. Nice dish inside, but a miss. And then it's out of bounds off Melrose. Oh, Birch had an easy look inside and couldn't finish. And the Pioneers have an opportunity to take their first lead. 4-3 Dutchman. We've played just over 3 minutes as Sedlowski directs the offense. The junior point guard, averaging 10.6 points a game, stopped her dribble as Melrose sets up in their matchup zone. Now Daler takes it high. Daler back to the left for Courtney. Strohmeyer into the lane. Sedlowski, left hand for two. 5-4, Pioneers take their first lead. PA announcer mispronounced Emily's last name, but that's okay. We'll give them a break. Into the lane, back out front. Melrose works their flex offense right side for Ashley Rademacher, working on Strohmeyer, gets too deep and dribbled it on the baseline. I kid because the PA announcer here today is Emily's dad, Jason. So the Pioneers, with 4 minutes gone by, have a 5-4 lead on Melrose. Again, both these teams sporting 6-3 records. Only common opponent is Holdingford, and both teams lost to the Huskers, who are undefeated. Here's a Strohmeyer three that's a little bit short. Rebound tracked down in the opposite corner by Winsman. And Micaiah Littmere crosses the timeline. Nice defense poking the ball away. That is Daler. And loose ball, Taylor's got it. Emily Daler with a nice defensive play, and then Rushlow fielded a high pass, and that took her balance away, and she stumbles out of bounds. Turnover to Melrose. It's a 13:33 mark. Good defense, though. Quick hands there by Emily Daler. Emily with that long wingspan stretches those arms out, taking away the passing lanes. Into the lane now. They go left side. Littmer. Micaiah Littmer looking for an opening. Cut off by Taylor. Again, no Mariah Olish. She's with Mr. Poland in the band in a function in St. Cloud. Top of the key for Littmer again. Left-hand dribble by the senior, who's averaging 22 points a game. Their second top scorer is Ashley Rademacher at 8.4. That shot rims out, and that was Rademacher. And Pierce controls the rebound, and it's left side. Ruslow's three is short. Rebound to the corner, and nobody gets to it. It goes out of bounds to Melrose at the 12:44 mark. Neither team has made a sub, but here comes Alyssa Gertz. She will make the first substitution for Amaya Ruslow, and what a night last night for Alyssa. She poured in 13 second-half points, including eight consecutive down in Bram as the Pioneers pulled away from the Bombers. 5-4, Piers with the early lead, 12.5 to play at St. John's. Out top, now Maddie Stussy's in the ballgame for Melrose as well, and Melrose coughs it up. Now Audrey Welly will check in, as will Maddie Rosenberger. ...12:26 to play here, Piers 5, Melrose 4. Sedlowski, Strohmeyer, Gertz, Taylor, and Daler for the Pioneers. Emily to the corner for Daler. Emily Daler back out for Strohmeyer. Right corner for Gertz. Alyssa pulls up and no. Opposite side rebound. Inside Taylor. Back out Strohmeyer. Good work by Anna. Nice dish inside. Finds Taylor, but she can't finish. But she's still battling. Gets it out, and now a traveling call. But Anna working hard in there. 11:57 to go. Melrose will get it back. There is a Melrose-Piers connection in the Sedlowski family. Emily's mom, Jenny, used to play for Melrose. Remember her and her sisters playing for Melrose when Piers would go to the Sartell tournament. There's a moving screen going to be called. That's a good call by that official. As Maddie Rosenberger did not get set as she came out high to set a screen. That's the first foul for either team called here, and we've played over 6 minutes, keeping the whistles in their pockets here. 5-4 Piers. It's stuck on that score for a little bit. Strohmeyer rotating around to Daler to the corner. Three is up and short by Sedlowski. Rebound caroms down to Melrose Audrey Welly. Here's Littmer on a step around, and she's got two more. 6-5, Melrose takes a one-point lead. Now Strohmeyer, left side Gertz. Gertz drives the lane, kicks out to Emily Sedlowski. Her left-hand dribble finds Daler on the wing left side. Back out, now they reset. Courtney Strohmeyer whistles it into the lane. Nice crossover dribble. Sedlowski got knocked off the ball. We've got a held ball, and the arrow this time points to the Dutchman. And now Kiara Olish will come in for the first time. The sophomore guard will check in for Courtney Strohmeyer. Melrose 6, Piers 5, 11:10 to play, half number one. Melrose wins the JV game by 11, 52-41. Out top works Maddie Stussy. Into the lane, driving is Rademacher, short, got her own miss. Puts it on the floor once, throws a couple of elbows, and then is tied up by Emily Daler. And the resulting held ball results in a Piers possession with 10:52 to go. Emily Harold will check in for Emily Daler. Now here comes Courtney Strohmeyer for Emily Sedlowski. So that leaves Piers personnel-wise with Alyssa Gertz, Courtney Strohmeyer, Kiara Olish, Anna Taylor, and Emily Harold. Harold's got it left corner for Strohmeyer. Now Olish, right perimeter. A couple of dribbles back to Courtney. Left side, Harold is open. Fires a three and hits it. Emily Harold with a three from the left side. Big make there for Emily, and it's an 8-6 Pioneer lead. Emily's now 2-for-6 on the year from behind the arc, and Melrose commits a traveling violation to give it back to Piers. 10:23 to go. Pioneers up by two thanks to an Emily Harrell deep three-pointer from the corner. Gertz to the right side, skips it for Harrell, left side. They close on her. Back to Alyssa. Penetration, pull-up 12-footer is off target, but on the weak side, Harrell fielded the air ball but was out of bounds. So Melrose will get it back, trailing by two with just over 10 minutes to play. Melrose in white, Pioneers in black here this afternoon. As Makaya Littmere defended by Alyssa Gertz. Right side for Rademacher, one dribble and stop. Down to the wing goes Welly. Welly fires one off target. Back comes Gertz. Gertz, lead pass. Strohmeyer is going to have to fight for it, but it's lost to Melrose. Winning that battle was actually Rademacher. Back come the Dutchman with Makaya Littmere. Three-pointer is off wide right, but they hustle for the loose ball, miss it, and there are a couple players down, and this is not good for Melrose. They got a girl down holding her knee, but now she pops up and back up on her feet, and now that girl stumbled again. That is Audrey Welly, and quickly to the scoring table. She's going to come out as Kaya Birch replaces Welly. She limps, and Evan Reller, the head coach of Melrose, checks with her now as Coach Pepping will bring Rushlow, Daler, and Sedlowski back in for Strohmeyer, Harold, and Taylor. 9:27 to go here at St. John's. And Sedlowski receives the inbounds. Finds Alyssa quickly, nicely passed inside, but Daler misses one underneath the basket. Littmere out of the pack. Makaya Littmere, left side of the lane, still going. Baseline runner is good. Six for Makaya Littmere, and we're tied at eight. 9:05 to play here at Sexton Arena. Pioneers have had a couple of shots, but so has Melrose down deep, as ready to return for Melrose is Amy Ousting. Olish feeds it inside, deflected. We're going to have a foul called on Maddie Rosenberger, and that'll be her second. Second on Rosenberger, second Melrose foul of the half. Ousting is back in and replacing Stussy. 8:50 to play in the half. This game is tied at eight. Into the corner, Daler, catch and shoot, short. Rebound to Ousting, who just checked in. Here comes Littmere now. Littmere into the lane, deflected to Rademacher, and now we'll get Emily Daler on a foul. It'll be Emily's first and the first Pioneer foul. It comes with 8:37 to go, and now Courtney Strohmeyer will check in. Strohmeyer for Gertz. Pierce 8, Melrose 8. Here in St. John's. Right corner pass in for Ousting. Inside, nice little entry pass, and a miss off the left block put up by Rosenberger. Pierce with the ball with Sedlowski for Strohmeyer left side. Corner Rushlow back. Wing Strohmeyer. Sedlowski through traffic. Had it deflected. Loose ball. Still rolling. Picked up by Daler, and she scores. That ball rolled right to Emily Daler, who picked it up and banked it in. First points for Emily Daler, and it puts Pierce up 10-8 over Melrose. 8:08 to play. Right side. In the wing area for Rademacher. She'll rim one out, and there's Amaya Russell underneath. And Amaya's coming back with a full head of steam. For Daler, kicks it out. Here's a three for Sedlowski. No rebound, battle for. Good hustle by Rushlow. Rushlow ties up with Rademacher, forcing the held ball. This time it goes to the Dutchman at the 7:48 mark. Piers leading by two. 10-8, thanks to a loose ball scramble won by Emily Daler. Courtney Strohmeyer and Emily Harrell with 3 points apiece. Emily Sedlowski and Emily Daler with two. Makaya Littmere has six. Ashley Rademacher, two for Melrose. 10-8, Pioneers to the corner right side. This is Kaya Birch into the lane. Russell knocks it loose. Olish has it. Up ahead, here's Courtney Strohmeyer. Strohmeyer stops and scores. Courtney Strohmeyer's got five, and the Pioneers' lead is four, 12-8 at the 7:15 mark. Rademacher has it right side in front of the Piers bench to my right. Down to Littmere, guarded by Rushlow. Drives now as the Pioneers switch. Now Sedlowski swipes it in. Littmere down on the floor. She rolls over, and that's a traveling call. Pioneers are playing aggressive defense. Like to see the energy that they are scrapping on the floor. And we got a timeout. It's a timeout Dutchman, which leads me to believe that the timeout was granted before the travel, so I think Melrose will have the ball when we come back. We'll see.
Hey everyone, Jason Sedlowski here from Sunrise Egg Co-op. We all know living in Minnesota, the snow is coming. Let us let you move it with joy and enjoy it more than ever this year. So for moving it, call Lastrup, Little Rock, and Buckman locations and find out what Vernik attachment works best for you to remove that snow. If you live in town or need something smaller in scale, stop in or call Piers to check out our new line of Troy-built snowblowers, as we have all sizes to fit your needs. To enjoy the snow, make sure your snowmobile is tuned up and ready to ride by calling Bill and Piers. Christmas is right around the corner too, so don't forget about those great custom-made cheese gift boxes you can make for all your family members for the upcoming holidays. Remember, we have lots of things to offer, so please call us or check us out on the web at www.sunriseeggcoop.com and like us on Facebook. We thank all of our current and past patrons for their loyalty throughout the years, and we hope to earn your new business today. And as always, thank you, farmers, for everything you do, and go Pioneers.
All right, out of the break, it was indeed a Melrose possession, but they missed a shot. Pioneers got the rebound. They miss a shot, and we've missed nothing. Littmere drives the other way, gets loose, and she shot wide. Now put back. That's up by Kaya Birch. Her first bucket of the night, and it's 12-10. Piers leading Melrose by two here at St. John's University. Kiara Olish, right wing behind the arc, out front for Strohmeyer. Back to Rushlow. Now Strohmeyer right of the point for Olish down in the corner. Lob inside. Inside for Sedlowski. Finds Rushlow for a three, long. Rebound, Amaya. Amaya is bumped. And that'll be a Melrose foul coming up at the 5:53 mark of the half. And it's on 23 Birch, her first, team's third. And in for Melrose comes Kinsey Wensman, replacing Amy Ousting. In for Piers, they have it stolen and then thrown right away back. And here's Sedlowski traveling. Couple of turnovers back to back there. 5:49 to play. It's Piers 12, Melrose 10, as Micaiah Littmere crosses the timeline here, directly in front of us. Now left side for Rademacher, defended by Strohmeyer. Here's Kinsey Wensman for Littmere again. Guarded closely, pulls up at the free throw line and hits. Littmere with eight, and we're tied at 12. Up ahead, transition ball for the Pioneers. Daler gets deep, and Miss got her own rebound, puts it up with the left hand and scores. Four for Emily Daler, and Piers regains a two-point lead, 14-12. Coming up on 5 minutes to go. Wensman passes on a shot. They go back to Littmere. Her three is short, but rebound inside for Rademacher. Sure, her fall away is short. Daler battling, and Emily touched it last as it crosses the end line. 4:56 left. The pass in will come from Kinsey Wensman, and Anna Taylor will check in during the dead ball for Kiara Olish. Piers 14, Melrose 12. Here's the throw in, looking for her options, finally dropping it off for Rademacher in the corner. She'll get a look at a three, and it came halfway down the cylinder and out, and then Daler falling to the floor. Pioneer fans thought she'd release the ball before she hit the floor, but the traveling call was made, and so Melrose will do it again from the same spot on the baseline, right side. In for Birch. Her leaner is off, and Taylor with the box out. Anna collects, and here comes Sedlowski leading a two-on-three with Rushlow, and Amaya had it poked away by Rademacher, and they will reset now with 4:38 to play in the half. Courtney's three-pointer partially deflected, and it comes into the hands of Rademacher, and they quickly give it to Littmere. Pioneers will have to stop the ball as Littmere gets loose and missed long, and Taylor with another rebound. Anna doing good work. We're down to 4:20 to go in a 14-12 Pioneer lead here at St. John's. Top of the key for Sedlowski. For Strohmeyer now, left side. Knocked loose by Rademacher. She's got the steal. Back for Micaiah Littmer. Inside, back to Rademacher. No, Littmer follow-up is good. 10 for Micaiah Littmer, and it's 14 all. And you can see why she averages 22 a game. She's almost halfway there already. To the left corner for Rushlow. One dribble. Now Strohmeyer at the top. 3:45 to go in the half. Left corner. Sedlowski's open three. Short. Rebound controlled by Kaya Birch of Melrose. Littmer's lead pass ahead finds Rademacher. One-on-one with Strohmeyer. Puts it up and in. And Melrose has taken the lead. Ashley Rademacher's got four, and Melrose is up 16-14, 3:15 to go. Here's Courtney Strohmeyer. One dribble, fires it off for Daler. Back to the wing. Right side, here's a three for Emily. That is off target. Inside position, though, controlled. Sedlowski tied up inside. Arrowed appears this time. And good to see Audrey Welly returning. She left a little gimpy earlier after banging her knee. But Piers now will inbounds left baseline with Amaya Rushlow trailing by two. They get it in front of the Melrose bench and just off the hands of Courtney. Piers wants a timeout. 3:03 to play. Timeout for Coach Pepping. Melrose by two, 16-14 in St. John's.
Hi, this is Brenda from The Clothesline in Piers. Are you looking for a unique gift for an upcoming wedding or shower? Are you welcoming a new baby into your family? Maybe you need help selecting something for that one person who means a lot to you. The Clothesline in Piers can help. I invite you to check out our ever-changing selections. We have beautiful things for your home and one-of-a-kind pieces to accent your walls or tables. Still not sure what to get? Gift certificates from The Clothesline are the answer. Let us help you out in choosing that unique gift. Stop in and browse at The Clothesline on Main Street in Piers.
Dr. Herb Jutton from Rich Prairie Chiropractic Center has been in practice for 30 years, treating sports and non-sports injuries alike. His goal is to help your body heal itself without relying on drugs or surgery. Chiropractic care can help you regain full range of motion, improve physical performance, and reduce the likelihood of future injuries and health issues. Pain is a warning signal. Don't ignore it. If you or someone you love is suffering, there is hope. Call today to see if you are a chiropractic candidate. 320-468-2221. When my spine is in line, I feel fine.
We go under 3 minutes to play in the half as we return to live action here at St. John's. It's Melrose 16, Piers 14 in girls basketball. Littmer took an early step to get her dribble drive started, and it's a traveling call. Back to Piers. Pioneers have Amaya Rushlow, Emily Sedlowski, Emily Daler, Anna Taylor, and Courtney Strohmeyer, their original starting five out there. Sedlowski, as Melrose settles into a 2-3 zone. We'll see if Strohmeyer, nope, she couldn't unleash a three. Here's Sedlowski getting loose, step around, and she will be called for a travel. She made the hoop, but it was waved off. And Melrose brings it up, still holding the two-point advantage. Sedlowski greets Littmer at midcourt as Harold Gertz and Katie Leidenfrost will check in now. Next dead ball. We're down to 2:20 to go. Littmer's got it. She shuffled her feet again and throws it into the post. This is Welly. Cross-lane pass intended for Birch. Off her hands, picked off by Strohmeyer. Back the other way comes Sedlowski. She challenges, missed it. Rebound, Taylor. Taylor back out. Amaya's three is off. Rebound for Rademacher. Under two to play. Micaiah Littmer goes up and rolls it off, and there is Daler ripping it away. Here's Sedlowski for Strohmeyer. A minute 45 to go. Rademacher knocks it loose. In the lane, got it off to Emily. A drive by Russell. Floater is no. Rebound, Rademacher. A minute and a half to go. 16-14, Dutchman. Littmer stops. Looks for help. Flips it off to Rademacher. 1:20 left. defended by Strohmeyer. Back now to Micaiah Littmer. Littmer drives the lane. Nice reverse and got it knocked loose by Taylor. Here comes a two-on-one with Emily Sedlowski. And she could not get a shot off. It's a held ball. Good defense back by Rademacher. The only defender back stopped the break. With 1:05 to go, Melrose gets it on the alternating possession. Gertz, Harold, and Katie Leidenfrost check in. First action of the half for Katie. 1 minute to go. 16-14 Melrose coming up on the end of the first half. Right side, it comes down to Kinsey Wensman. Drives and missed everything. Rebound, Emily Harold on the left side. Here comes Emily into the front court. Whips it ahead for Katie. Leidenfrost steps to the free throw line. Not open, back to Harold. And we get a traveling call on Emily. 41 seconds left for Melrose. We'll see how patient or how aggressive they will be. As Littmer crosses midcourt with 35. No shot clock here. Winsman guarded by Katie Leidenfrost on the left wing. They throw it down low for Kaya Birch. Up and under is good. Four for Birch, and it's 18-14 with 18 seconds left. Melrose by four. Pioneers would love to get a bucket here to close the half. To the corner, Strohmeyer has it swatted out. Audrey Welly with a block. 10 seconds, time really not a factor. Plenty of time to set something up here. Coach Pepping calling the play from a length of the floor to go. Melrose with an 18-14 lead. Strohmeyer will trigger it in near the corner on the baseline. Gets it back from Gertz, puts it up, and it's off. And Welly is fouled by Taylor, battling for the rebound. Anna Taylor will get her first, and it's only the second Pierce foul this half. Pierce plays 17 minutes and 54 seconds and commits just two fouls. Pioneers will put on some pressure. Littmer from midcourt. Oh, and fouled by Gertz. That's a good foul. Alyssa picks up her first. 2.9 seconds left. It'll be a sideline pass in just shy of midcourt. And now Leidenfrost will pick up a foul. Pioneers are just... they've taken it down to 1.9 seconds left. And this is by design. They just don't want him to get a shot off. And they won't get a shot off as the half ends with Melrose leading Pierce after 18 minutes of basketball at St. John's University. It's the Dutchman 18 and the Pioneers 14.
Check Auto Body takes great pride and pays extra attention to every detail to return your vehicle back to you in pre-accident condition, and their repair work comes with a lifetime warranty. Check Auto Body offers collision repair with free repair quotes, 24-hour towing, and auto sales. See them online at checkautobody.com or give them a call at 468-6677. Jeff and his staff's attention to detail and craftsmanship has built trust in the community. Check Auto Body is a proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers.
At Schomer Insurance, you can get the coverage you know you need now from people you know will be there for you when you need them most. We grow trust locally and provide local service at its best. Whatever the far-off future holds, we'll always be nearby. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Howie Schomer, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at Schomer Insurance today.
Phelan Meats and Pierce says, good luck, Pioneers. Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at phelan-meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street in Pierce to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6616 or visit them on Facebook. Phelan Meats of Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
This is Dave Rushlow from the Pierce Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home, replace the battery every year, and check it every 6 months is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sports.
Munson Masonry LLC stands behind the Pierce Pioneers all the way. With 30 years of experience in dealing with home foundations, additions, and farm projects, Munson Masonry LLC, covering central Minnesota from Brainerd to Becker, providing free bids, quotes, and estimates, Munson Masonry prides itself in providing the highest quality and accuracy. To get started, contact Ronnie today at 320-248-0377. That's 320-248-0377. Munson Masonry LLC, proudly cheering on the Pierce Pioneers.
If you're in the market for a vehicle, I want to personally recommend Upsala Motors in Upsala. They made purchasing my new vehicle a great experience, and I know I'll be going back to them for service and repair. Upsala Motors Incorporated is family-owned sales and service dealership since 1964. Their service department is equipped with the latest technology, and numerous repeat customers are a testament to the value they place on customer service. With a 90-day bumper-to-bumper warranty and a 365-day powertrain warranty on most vehicles, they don't just want your business today, they want you to come back in the future as well. Check them out online at UpsalaMotors.com. And when you look at their inventory on the lot or online and don't see what you're looking for, trust me, the staff at Upsala Motors will search far and wide to find the vehicle that's just right for you. Call Upsala Motors at 573-2576 to set up an appointment or to schedule a test drive. A staff dedicated to make sure you're satisfied. I know I am. That's Upsala Motors in Upsala.
All right, welcome back to Sexton Arena on the campus of St. John's University. This non-conference game has Melrose leading Pierce 18-14 in girls basketball. Both teams still talking strategy. Neither has returned to the court. For the Dutchman, no surprise that 10 points for Makaya Littmer leads them. Four each for Kaya Birch and Ashley Rademacher, the only three Dutchmen to score. Playing but not scoring were Amy Ousting and Kinsey Wensman of the starters, and off the bench, Audrey Welly, Maddie Rosenberger, and Maddie Stussy. Two fouls on Maddie Rosenberger, one of their reserves, and one on starter Kaya Birch. They only committed three fouls, but that's more than Pierce. Pierce committed four. They fouled late to run their total up to four. Scoring-wise, Courtney Strohmeyer leads Pierce with five. 4 points for Emily Daler. Two for Emily Sedlowski, and Emily Harold hit a three for her points. Playing but not scoring were Amaya Rushlow and Anna Taylor among the starters. And off the bench, Kiara Olish, Katie Leidenfrost, and Alyssa Gertz. Both coaches used one timeout. They'll have four remaining, and I don't know if I've ever seen a ball game in all my years where there was not one single free throw attempted in the first half. Neither team took a free throw try. In the JV game, it was Melrose coming out on top by a 52-41 score. In that game for the Pioneers, they were led by Emma Melby had nine, Emily Harold eight, Lynn Skiba with six, Ashley Kimmen had six, Kiara Olish five, Maddie Gall had four, Brenna Dickman with two, and Erica Dickman had one. Melrose winning by 11 in the JV game, 52-41. There was MIAC men's action here earlier today as St. John's defeated Augsburg. Augsburg team was just leaving on their bus when we pulled in to the parking lot here. Melrose is the first team to return to the court. We'll come back and take a look at more action around central Minnesota on a kind of quiet Saturday. As the Pioneers now, who were stationed down in the far corner of the arena, they get to their feet and they break their huddle. They'll come out and start their halftime warm-ups. It's Melrose 18, Pierce 14 with the second half right around the corner on You Are Their Sports.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher on behalf of the Pierce Legion Park Board of Directors. I would like to take a moment to thank all of our supporters who have banners hanging at our facility. They include Cerebacco, Ken's Cans, Red Rooster, Pierce Sanitation, IP Concrete, Bob's Lumber, Lashes Auto Center, Premier Construction, Becker Screen Printing, Brickyard Bar, Lochner Plumbing, Little Falls Radio, Gruber Custom Painting, Campier Financial, Hartman's Lloyd's Liquor, Litke's Veterinary Service, MP Barrett Trucking, Subway, Shogun, Rich Prairie Livestock, Smoothies Oil, Piers Service, Piers Foods, Vernon Pat Watercott, and Bud Light. Once again, thank you for supporting Piers Legion Park.
The Hennigan Insurance Agency makes you a promise, and that promise is to find the right coverage at the right price for you in Minnesota. They're an independent insurance agency located in Brainerd, Little Falls, and Pine River, representing more than 60 insurance companies. Their local teams can handle just about any type of insurance need, and they're capable of finding the best rates for you in central Minnesota. They've been serving central Minnesota for over 30 years and are active in their communities from Brainerd to Pine River and Little Falls and experience the same challenges that you do. So they understand your insurance needs. Look them up online at HennigkenInsurance.com or give Chris, Matt, Eric, or Ryan a call. That's Hennigan Insurance Agency saying go Pioneers.
Hi, this is Mitch from Becker Screen Printing and Design in Piers. We have been designing and creating quality custom garments for 11 years. We have combined our knowledge of the industry with friendly service and an eye for detail. We are here to help you every step of the way. Bring in your logo or have us design one for you. Becker Screen Printing and Design has a wide variety of clothing options and many different brands. We provide screen printing and embroidery on small orders such as parties and family reunions, as well as large orders for business events and other athletic organizations. My wife and I are active members of our community and are face-to-face with our clientele, which helps us serve you and our entire area better. Stop in or call Mitch or Brenda today at the clothesline and Becker Screen Printing and Design on Main Street Pier.
Now that the hustle and bustle of Christmas is over, stop in to Design Electronics and treat yourself to that new Verizon device you've been wanting. Hi, this is Sarah. Stop in and visit us and let us get you all set up with that new phone, tablet, or watch that you need. We'll make sure that you get what you want, and we do what we can to make sure that you're set up and happy when you leave. We will help with transferring content and make sure you have all the accessories to keep your phone protected. For the best customer experience, visit us today at Design Electronics and get your new Verizon device today.
Piers Freedom Fest is back in 2020 for their 8th annual music festival. It's the small town show that has brought you big names in the past, like Montgomery Gentry, Neil McCoy, and Lone Star. Get your tickets now for just $40 and save before the 2020 headliner is announced and tickets go up. Tickets make a great gift for the Freedom Fest fan on your list. It's the 8th annual Piers Freedom Fest, Saturday, July 11th. For more info, head to piersfreedomfest.com. Piers Freedom Fest is brought to you by the Piers Area Commercial Club.
All right, we're ready for the start of the second half here. Pioneers are on the floor. Here come the Dutchmen. Melrose with an 18-14 lead. Earlier this morning, they played up in Perham. Royalton, a 30-point winner over Dilworth Glendon Felton, 64-34. Coach Brad Bauman's Royals playing very well this year. Upsala was supposed to play Minneapolis Edison, but for some reason that game got canceled today. Delano is at Eden Valley Watkins this afternoon. Long Prairie Gray Eagle at West Central Area. Piers with the opening possession, and they work it right corner for Strohmeyer. Courtney in front of her own bench comes out top. Here is Amaya Rushlow. Inside, Taylor misses one off the iron, and we get a held ball. This will be the Dutchman's alternating arrow. So 22 seconds into the half. It'll be Makaya Littmere taking it into the front court. She leads all scorers with 10. There's a tip into the backcourt by Strohmeyer. It stays with Melrose. Amy Ousting will pass it in right at midcourt. Handed the ball. Ousting looking. Littmere being shadowed by Sedlowski takes it in the backcourt. 17-25 to play. No points yet in this half, so it's still 18-14 Dutchman. Lost in holding for it. They lose track of Rademacher inside, and she gets an easy one. Ashley Rademacher with 6. 20-14, biggest lead for Melrose is a half a dozen right now. Pioneers need some points. Here's Strohmeyer off a tip. Had it tipped loose again. Sedlowski has it knocked away, and we get a Piers possession. I think they called a kick on that. So Piers will keep it. We've played a minute and 2 seconds. 16:58 left. Sedlowski takes it. Emily directs it left side. Nope, not there. So she comes back right side to Rushel. Back to Sedlowski. 2-3 zone by Melrose. Posting up Daler. Back to Strohmeyer. Return pass. Deflected. Sedlowski shovels it out to Daler inside from Taylor and Emily Daler. Pioneers win a hustle ball there. 6 points for Emily Daler. And it's 20-16. A badly needed field goal for the Pioneers. They'd hit a dry patch there. Littmere one-on-one with Sedlowski. Gets a screen from Rademacher. Comes back out high to Kaya Birch. Now to the left wing. Driving the lane is Kramer. Rademacher misses a three. Rebound controlled by Courtney Strohmeyer. And here comes Piers as Emily Sedlowski. Crossover dribble gets her by Littmere. Then Rademacher reaches in and grabs the ball, forcing a tie-up. Held ball to Piers this time. Pass in, Pioneers with Rushlow. Amaya comes out to the wing. Courtney catches, shoots, and hits. Strohmeyer, three right in front of her bench. Courtney Strohmeyer with eight. And just like that, the Pioneers' lead has been, or the Melrose lead has been cut to one now. 20-19 on the Strohmeyer deep ball. Littmere looking for room. Shoots over Taylor. Air ball out of bounds. And that was tipped. Anna Taylor got a piece of that shot, and that's why it didn't draw iron. So the Pioneers will stay on defense here at the 15:45 mark. Melrose 20, Piers 19 at St. John's. Ousting to throw it in. And almost a five-second call, got it out deep. Now they return it into Ousting. Back to Littmere, left-hand drive. Got it on her hip and traveled. Ball just came up on her, and she caught it and shuffled her feet, and that's a turnover, and Piers can grab the lead now with a bucket. Melrose 20, Piers 19 with 15 and a half minutes to play at St. John's. Emily Sedlowski for Rushlow, back to Emily. Ball overhead, skips it off for Strohmeyer in the left corner. Looking inside for Taylor, nice entry pass, but Anna shovels it to Daler, deflected. Emily again, no, Kaya Birch with the miss. Back to Littmere. The senior spins into the lane, kicks it back out. Rademacher's three is no good. Rebound snatched away by Sedlowski. One on three, but Emily's still going. Hand swiping at the ball. Bodies diving on the floor. Held ball to Melrose. 15 minutes exactly to play. It'll be Melrose possession. Rademacher inbounds to Littmere. Kiara Olish will check in. Littmere jogs it over to the right wing. And now Alyssa Gertz joins Olish at the scorer's table. Now Ousting has it out front for Rademacher. 14:40 to play, second half. Ousting got caught on the baseline and traveled. Excuse me, that's Molly Kramer with a traveling violation. Here comes Olish and Gertz in and out for the Pioneers, Sedlowski and Rushlow. So the Pioneers have Anna Taylor, Kiara Olish, Alyssa Gertz, Emily Daler, and Courtney Strohmeyer on the court, trailing by one with 14 and a half minutes to play in the game here at St. John's. 20-19, a low-scoring game. Olish, left elbow, one dribble, whips it back to Courtney in the corner. They close on her in a hurry. Well aware of her shooting. She'll dump it inside. Good front there by Ashley Rademacher to deny the entry pass to Anna Taylor. Strohmeyer tried to get some air underneath it, and it was just tipped out. So Alyssa Gertz will inbounds on the baseline. Gertz goes to Strohmeyer, and she comes up short. But Daler with a rebound. Back to Strohmeyer. 10-footer around, around, and out. Rebound, Gertz. No. Gertz again. No. Finally, Kaya Birch has it. And then Taylor reaches in and gets the held ball called. And Piers has the arrow. Pioneers really scrapping as they had, what, three or four attempts that time. A couple of them from only about a foot away and couldn't get one to drop. 14:01 left. inside position. Taylor off the inbounds, blocked by Littmere. Littmere comes out of the pack. 3-on-3. Pioneers getting back. Littmere drives on Olish and scores and count the basket. Littmere with the and-one opportunity. Olish with the foul, first on Kiara. Olish with her first, team's first, and this will be the first free throw shot in the game for either team. Littmere up, and that one is no good. Rebound, Anna Taylor. So Littmere with 12, and the Dutchman lead by 3, 22-19. Gertz down to the corner for Courtney Strohmeyer, and we get a whistle, and they lose it out of bounds. Turnover to Melrose. 22-19. Melrose by 3. They led by 4 at half, 18-14. Right side to Austing. Amy Austing, a junior guard, as Emily Harold prepares to come in. Next whistle. 13.5 minutes to go. Austing now controlling her dribble out at the front against Olish. Picked it up, threw a pass to the wing, knocked away from Strohmeyer, and Courtney gets knocked to the floor, still gets it off to Gertz. Gertz goes off for Olish. Thought about it, now drives and stops. Back out Courtney Strohmeyer. Strohmeyer to Olish. Olish inside. Daler left hand draws a foul on Kaya Birch. That'll be 2 on Birch. First Melrose foul of the half, and Emily Daler is going to go to the free throw line. Emily's got 6 points tonight. Two shot opportunity. Emily's a 65% free throw shooter, and that's good. That's the first attempt by a Pioneer tonight from the line. Emily now at 7 points. Olish out, Strohmeyer out. Katie Leidenfrost is in. Emily Harold is in. So it's Gertz, Taylor, Daler, Leidenfrost, and Harold on the court for Pierce. And now the second for Daler is in and out. Rebound put up by Gertz and banks it in. Alyssa Gertz, rebound basket. Turns into a good old-fashioned three-point play the opposite way, and it ties it up at 22. We go under 13 minutes to play. Littmere picked up her dribble and got it off to Molly Kramer. Down to the corner left side for Rademacher. Into the paint. Wraparound pass. Loose picked off by Daler. Here comes Emily Harold. Harold will circle back, look for help, and traveled. At the 12:39 mark, Melrose gets the ball back. This game is tied at 22 at St. John's with 12:39 to play in the second half. Micaiah Littmere takes the inbound. She's got Rademacher. Maddie Rosenberger's in the ball game. This is Audrey Welly across the lane, and a little runner rims out, and there's Katie Leidenfrost underneath. And Leidenfrost fouled in the backcourt. This will go against Molly Kramer. That'll be her first, team second. 22 apiece, 12:21 left. Katie Leidenfrost, the sophomore, will bring it up. Katie comes right side for Alyssa Gertz. Defended on the perimeter by Molly Kramer. Back to Gertz. Inside for Daler. Back out Leidenfrost. Good ball movement by Pierce, looking for an opening. Now Harold tracks one down in the corner. Emily, inside pass, kicked. That's a break for Pierce because that was going to be a turnover. It was deflected off a foot. So Pierce will keep it with 11:58 to play. Harold will pass it in right baseline, handed the ball by official Paul Pelzer. And tipped away, and it'll stay with Pierce. I think it was touched last by Maddie Rosenberger. Her dad, Joe, used to be the holding forward girls coach. Joe's here today. Harold again to pass it in right in front of Herman Lensing. Good to see Herman back. Herman had some health issues, underwent open-heart surgery recently, and he's back in action. Out front, here's Katie Leidenfrost for three, and it's off. Rebound, tie up, Melrose gets it. Arrow this time to the Dutchman. At the 11:51 mark to go. 22 apiece, 8-4 in this half. Pierce with the scoring advantage. To tie things up, Micaiah Littmere got a screen. finds a teammate in the corner. That is Rademacher. Rademacher still dribbling. Goes inside, right hand, scores. That's 8 for Ashley Rademacher, and that's right around her season average of 8.4. Puts Melrose up by 2, 24-22. Now Katie Leidenfrost, right side for Gertz. Alyssa looking to the corner for Harold. Emily back out for Alyssa Gertz. Down to the wing. This is Harold getting inside. Not open, and she shuffled and traveled. 11:07 left to play here at St. John's. Melrose gets it back. And Coach Pepping now will bring Sedlowski, Rushlow, and Strohmeyer back in. Gertz is coming out. Harold and Leidenfrost greeted by their Coach Pepping with a high five for the minutes they provided the team. Melrose midcourt with 11 minutes to go and a timeout for Coach Reller and the Dutchman. Melrose by 2 with 11 minutes to play.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Derek Bakke from the 8th grade Pioneer basketball team. We'd like to take this time to thank all our sponsors, which allows this event to be broadcast. We have quality programs in our high school, and because of the support of our community and businesses, the quality of our programs will continue at a high level of performance and respect. We appreciate your continuing efforts in helping Pierce High School be the best. Congrats to our Excel winners, Ellie Fisher and Landon Schomer. As winter sports seasons are in full swing, come and check out the action. Get involved in Pierce athletics, music, and activities. Go Pioneers!
All right, timeout is over. That was the second used by Melrose coach Evan Reller. He is the product of the University of Minnesota Morris, where he played for head coach Paul Grove down there for the Cougars. He is the brother of Freeport Black Sox pitcher Mitch Reller. Here's Littmere on a drive, steps through two defenders and scores. 14 for Micaiah Littmere, and it's 26-22 Dutchman. Here's Sedlowski, Rushlow, right side. Strohmeyer sprints to the near corner. Sedlowski's got it in her hands now. A couple of dribbles back out for Rushlow. 10.5 to play. For Sedlowski, loose ball. Melrose doesn't get it. They scrambled on the floor. Good hustle there, provided by Molly Kramer of Melrose. Just couldn't quite find the handle as it rolls out of bounds. Piers will inbounds with Rushlow. Amaya throws it inside for Daler. Rejected. Emily again. No, and fouled on the second chance for Emily Daler, and she's going to go back to the free throw line. Foul called on Audrey Welly. It's her first, team's third. And 2 for Daler, the 5'11 junior. 1 of 2, now 1 of 3. Emily's got 7 tonight, leading Pierce. It's Melrose 26, Pierce 22 with 10:27 to play. One more for Emily Daler. That one is around and it crawls over and drops through. So Emily Daler now with 8 points, 26-23. Melrose by 3. It's a one possession game again. Front court, Molly Kramer, a sophomore guard. Littmere, catch and shoot, in for 3. Boy, that was not in her hands for more than an instant. She let it fly and drained it. 17 for Micaiah Littmere. 29-23, Dutchman by 6. A 7-1 run for Melrose right now. Shot from the wing is off. Taylor with the rebound and a foul. And they're going to get Melrose's Rosenberger with her third on a push of Anna Taylor. That is the fourth Melrose foul. And that will bring junior post player Kaya Birch back in for Maddie Rosenberger as they alternate post players inside. 9:56 left. Rushlow to throw it in. Amaya threads it through to Taylor. Not open, so she comes out. Free throw line high for Sedlowski. Emily, just to the left of the top of the key, finds Rushlow rotating around. Back to Sedlowski behind the three-point line. Emily dribbles towards the corner. Stopped by Rademacher. Has her pass deflected, but it got through to Rushlow. Now to Daler, and they reset with Rushlow. 9.5 minutes to play in St. John's. Sedlowski drives, gets to the rim, and scores! Sedlowski, a drive, and banks it in. Four for Emily. 29-25, Melrose by four as Alyssa Gertz prepares to return. Micaiah Littmer gets a whistle, and what do we have? Oh, we've got a player for Melrose, Audrey Welly. Got a scratch on her knee. Blood trickles down from her kneecap, so she's going to be coming out and attended to. And Maddie Rosenberger will come in, and now Rushlow out, Gertz in. 9:15 to play in a 29-25 Melrose lead over Piers Girls Hoops. We're back in action here Monday night. We'll have boys action as the Pioneers will host the Little Falls Flyers. That's a game that was supposed to be played earlier, postponed due to the Prep Bowl. Air ball from the wing by Rademacher. Comes down to Sedlowski. Feeds it ahead. There's Taylor ahead. Collects and missed. Rebound, Daler. No, Daler will shoot a pair as she was fouled. Foul is called on Littmer. Micaiah Littmer gets her first. It's Melrose's fifth. Two for Daler. She's the only Pioneer that has shot a free throw today. She has made three of her five attempts. As that one was good, she's got nine. And it's a three-point game, 29-26, almost midway through the second half. Up and in and out. Rebound for Kaya Birch. Melrose 29, Piers 26, 9 minutes to play in St. John's. Littmer, ball handling out front, throws it inside, deflected, and Strohmeyer's got it off a tip. Here comes Courtney. The junior looks ahead for Taylor in the open floor. One dribble back to Gertz. Right side, Sedlowski in front of the Pioneer bench. Skip pass to Strohmeyer for the tie. It's good! Strohmeyer has tied things up with a corner three. 11 for Courtney Strohmeyer, and it's 29 apiece. 8.5 minutes to play. Micaiah Littmer into the front court. Guarded by Sedlowski. Little stop and go dribble. She'll put it up and draw contact, and Micaiah Littmer is going to shoot free throws. She is 0-for-1 today. The foul goes on Courtney Strohmeyer, her first. Pioneers aren't in any kind of foul trouble as Kinsey Wensman prepares to come in. And Littmer shooting two, the senior 1,000-point scorer. She was a 1,000-point scorer last year. She scores that one. Out goes Kramer, in is Wensman. One more for Micaiah Littmer. That makes it 30-29 Melrose. And Littmer, with their second, is up and good. 19 today for Micaiah Littmer. Littmer is a 92% free throw shooter. Unbelievable. She was 58 of 63 coming in. And there's a steal and a breakaway for Littmer. Left hand, and she's going to try it again. Foul going up with a left-handed shot attempt. And Emily Sedlowski picks up her first. And it is, I think that's the third team foul on Piers. I think they put it up on Melrose. And Littmer sinks that one. Back is Welly replacing Rosenberger. So 92% from the line for Littmer this year. That's Scott Harold-like. In. Made them both. She's 4-for-5 today, so she's well below. She's only shooting 80% from the line today. Inside, they get it inside for Taylor. Finds Daler, and Anna finds Daler for the assist, and Daler finishes. And a timeout taken by Coach Matt Pepping. That field goal by Emily Daler makes it Melrose 33, Piers 31. This is a full timeout for the Pioneers. They'll talk it over as they are down only by two with just under 8 minutes left.
The Piers Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Piers. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
Hey everyone, Jason Sedlovsky here from Sunrise Egg Co-op. We all know living in Minnesota, the snow is coming. Let us let you move it with joy and enjoy it more than ever this year. So for moving it, call Lastrup, Little Rock, and Buckman locations and find out what Vernik attachment works best for you to remove that snow. If you live in town or need something smaller in scale, stop in or call Piers to check out our new line of Troy-built snowblowers, as we have all sizes to fit your needs. To enjoy the snow, make sure your snowmobile is tuned up and ready to ride by calling Bill and Piers. Christmas is right around the corner too, so don't forget about those great custom-made cheese gift boxes you can make for all your family members for the upcoming holidays. Remember, we have lots of things to offer, so please call us or check us out on the web at www.sunriseeggcoop.com and like us on Facebook. We thank all of our current and past patrons for their loyalty throughout the years, and we hope to earn your new business today. And as always, thank you, farmers, for everything you do, and go Pioneers.
Out of the timeout, Ashley Rademacher knocked down a three. Now the Pioneers turn it over, but now they create a steal, and now Sedlowski into the front court. So it's 36-31 Melrose. Sedlowski out for Alyssa Gertz to the corner for Courtney. Catch and shoot three, front iron, no. Daler offensive rebound, block foul. Audrey Welly will be charged with this foul, her second, Melrose's sixth. And Daler back to the free throw line, 3 for 6 today. 11 today for Daler. Now 12. Speaking of free throws, the Knights of Columbus free throw contest at the MAC is coming up January 19th and the 26th, 11 to 1 p.m. A couple of Sundays. There's a couple of made free throws. So that is for boys and girls ages 9 to 14 as of the 1st of January. So that's coming up, 11 to 1 p.m. on the 19th and 26th. Here's Littmere getting out of a little bit out of control, but got it out to Rademacher. Welly's three is good. Welly with a big three from deep. Her first points, first bench points for Melrose today. And it's 39-33 Dutchman. Left corner, Strohmeyer. In for Daler. Up and good. Emily Daler with 15, and now Sedlowski picks one off in midcourt. 2-on-3, steps around Rademacher and is fouled, and Sedlowski will go to the line. Foul is on Ashley Rademacher, her first, the seventh team foul on Melrose this half. This is Emily Sedlowski draining that one. She's got 5 now. And just like that, it's a 39-36 game. Emily averaging 10.6 a game and makes them both there. So, Piers down 2, 39-37. Here comes Kinsey Wensman. Wensman tries the right side, throws it into Welly, cross the lane for Littmere. It's out of bounds, and it was kicked out by a Pioneer. ...6:12 to play. It is Melrose 39, Piers 37. We're at Sexton Arena, campus of St. John's. The girls return to action Tuesday. They'll go up to Crosby Ironton to face the Rangers. Pass in for Kinsey Wensman, and it was tipped out and back to Wensman, who hits a bucket and counted and a foul. They're going to get Courtney Strohmeyer on a box out. And this is after the shot. So Strohmeyer picks up her second. It's the fourth team foul. So count the basket, and the possession stays with Melrose. 41-37. So a post-shot foul. And here's Littmere's three. That's good. What a swing there. A five-point possession for the Dutchman. And Gertz has it out top for Sedlowski. Just like that, it's 44-37 now. Gertz defended by Rademacher. Down to the corner for Courtney Strohmeyer. They throw it down low on the post. Cross the wave. Daler from Taylor. Knocked out of bounds. Pierce possession. 24 points now for Micaiah Littmere. as she just adds to her incredible career scoring total. Pass in Gertz from the corner. Finds Strohmeyer. Back out Taylor. Lob down low Daler. Back to Courtney. Three-pointer well short. Comes right down to Audrey Welly under the hoop. 5.5 minutes left as Littmere takes it front court. 44-37 Melrose. Littmere for Rademacher. Passes on a three, drives, dumps it inside. Bucket for Littmere. 26 for Micaiah Littmere. Here now is Sedlowski to the corner. They work at Daler. Daler's back out Sedlowski. The lead is 9. Here's Emily, rejected out by Welly, and Welly controls the block. Wensman has it in the backcourt. Off for Micaiah Littmere. In the lane, pull up, no. Rebound up, no, but a foul. That'll send Kaya Birch to the line with 4:40 left. Sedlowski picks up her second. First for Birch is good. She's got 5 points. And for the first time, a lead has reached double figures now, 47-37. And now 11-point lead. Birch nails them both. It was 33-31 about 3 minutes ago. So a 15-6 run for Melrose here in a key part of the ball game. Pioneers are down 11 with 4:25 left. Gertz to Strohmeyer, right corner against Birch. Couple of dribbles and stops now. And traveled. She switched pivot feet. And it'll be Melrose to pass in after a Piers timeout. With 4:16 to go, Pioneers are going to try and change their fortunes here. Melrose has opened up an 11-point lead, 48-37 in St. John's.
Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company should be your first and last stop when you're searching for auctioneering services. With over 50 years of experience, Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company makes your satisfaction their number one priority. If it's farm, livestock, household, or real estate, you can trust Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company for honesty, integrity, knowledge, and experience. See their website for upcoming auctions or to find out more at MidwestAuctions.com or call Joe at 584-5297 or 248-3590. The Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company says, go Pioneers! Got that hungry feeling? Looking for a great place to stop before or after the game? Ben Patrick's in Piers is the place for you. If you like chicken, you won't find any better anywhere. Call in and order food to go. Delicious daily lunch specials, home of the Pioneer Burger. Wraps, wings, pizza, soups and salads, and more. Bologna days are on Thursdays. Golfers, softball players, youth teams, Patrick's can handle large groups or small gatherings. A big supporter of the Piers Pioneers, it's Patrick's on Main Street in Piers.
All right, Piers down to 2 timeouts left. Melrose has 3 remaining. Piers has committed 5 team fouls, so Melrose not yet in the bonus. Piers is in the bonus. Melrose has committed 7 team fouls. Next held ball belongs to the Pioneers. 4:10 to play, 48-37 Melrose. They've got the ball in the hands of Littmere, who leads it off down to Birch. Birch to the corner for Kinsey Wensman. Inside pass deflected out by Anna Taylor. Good hustle by Anna, but it's out of bounds to Melrose at midcourt. 3:58 to go. 11-point Melrose lead. Littmere comes to the ball, defended now by Kiara Olish. Stopped her dribble out top for Kaya Birch. For Kinsey Wensman on the right side. Stops, looking for help. Dead ball. Somebody's got to help her out. Got it off to Birch inside, and she is fouled by Taylor. Anna will pick up her second. And Kaya Birch, who just made a couple of free throws, will shoot 2 more. 2 for 2 today for Kaya Birch. 6 points for the junior. And that one in and out, no good. First miss today for Melroy, second miss today. 6 for 8 as a team, and that one is off as well, but a rebound is collected, and Welly is fouled, so she will shoot a couple. As the foul's on Emily Harold, her first, and now that's the 7th team foul on Pierce, and both teams are now in the bonus. This is a shooting foul, though, for Welly. The lefty, no good. Welly hit a big three a little bit ago for her only points. Part of that little push that expanded the lead. And that one is no good as well, as Emily Daler is there for the board. 3:35, Pioneers need to score quickly here. They're down 11 and running out of time. Harold in the corner for Olish. Back for Rushlow, left side. Now Kiara Olish back out front. Back for Rushlow, 3:20 to go. Down to the corner, it's loose on the floor. Pierce has the held ball in their favor this time. Had a lot of held balls today. A lot of players getting down on the floor and creating jump ball situations. Emily Harold, the junior, will pass it in near the corner on the baseline. Gets it into Rushlow, hands it back to Harold. Now to Olish. Her pass deflected, and we're going to have another held ball, and this time Melrose has the arrow in their favor. So that'll go as a turnover with 3:10 to play. And Ashley Rademacher will pass it in just to my right. Goes towards the baseline into the hands of Kinsey Wensman to Micaiah Littmere now, and she's in the front court. 3:05 left to play at St. John's. Wensman one-on-one, drives, right hand good. Littmere makes it 50-37. Melrose stretching it out as Olish drives deep into the lane and then finds Harold in the corner, and Emily hits her second three of the game. That's 6 for Emily Harold. Makes it 50-40, 10-point game. Backcourt, they get it into Rademacher. We're down to 2:35 left. Front court, Wensman, now Littmere. Free throw line high, finds Birch inside for two. 8 for Kaya Birch, 52-40 Melrose. 2:20 to play. Into the post, Taylor goes left hand, deflected right down to Harold. Emily circles back out front for Kiara Olish. Into the lane for Daler. Harold now will drive, pop a 10-footer, partially blocked. Birch controls for Melrose. And Littmere will cross midcourt with under 2 minutes to play in this ball game. 1:55 as Olish takes a swipe at the ball. Littmere pushes her hand away. Rademacher circles through the lane. Bounces it off now into Audrey Welly's hand, and Welly misses one, and Daler with another board. Pioneers really need to hurry now. 1:40. That's a shot Amaya's got to take if she's open. Down for Taylor, 10-footer, good. Anna Taylor and a timeout. First points for Anna. Coach Pepping uses a short timeout. And with 1:33 to go, it's a 10-point lead for Melrose, 52-42.
Premium Concrete LLC with owners Chris Young and Matt Seppelt are a full-service concrete company located in Pierce. And they've been recognized throughout central Minnesota for premium service and quality work. To find out more about the services they provide, see their website at premiumconcretemn.com or give them a call at the office, 468-0309. That's 468-0309. Premium Concrete LLC says, good luck, Pioneers, and go Victory League.
1:33 left. Katie Leidenfrost is in the game, joining Kiara Olish, Amaya Rushlow, Alyssa Gertz, and Emily Harold out there. Melrose leading by 10. They'll have the ball, length of the floor to go. Full court pressure. Look for some quick fouling action from the Pioneers. And home run pass. This is Rademacher into the front court, and she'll just track it down and hold it out for Wensman. They'll run more time off the clock now as Littmere's got it. We're down to 1:25. Littmere puts it up and in. Micaiah Littmere. Sometimes the other player is just too good. 54-42, Olish for Harold. Back out Kiara, 1:10 left. Rushlow back to Olish. Into the lane, deflected, loose. Melrose has it on a Rademacher steal. 1 minute to play. Melrose with the ball in the front court, leading by a dozen. Micaiah Littmer circles away. Lobs it inside for Wensman. She'll hook one up and miss. Rebound Rushlow. 47 seconds to go. Amaya driving, lobbing down low and too far. And it'll be a turnover to Melrose with 44 seconds to play. Piers will go up to Crosby Ironton on Tuesday. And then to Cathedral on Friday. There's a steal by Gertz off the inbounds. Misses, puts it up again. And Alyssa will shoot free throws. This foul goes on Littmer. That'll be two on her, but with 40 seconds left, Pioneers will just try and close the gap here as Gertz is going to shoot a couple. Alyssa with 2 points tonight. And that one got the back rim, bounced straight up in the air, and went through the cylinder. Three now for Alyssa. 54-43, an 11-point Melrose lead. Second is around and out. Rebound Ashley Rademacher. She'll leave it off for Micaiah Littmer and uses the left-hand dribble into the front court. 30 seconds to play. Out top for Welly. Back to Littmer. Littmer with 23 to go. Drives and throws it out to the corner as they just run it out on the perimeter, and Olish will reach in and pick up a foul. That'll be Kara's second, and that will send Audrey Welly to the free throw line for Melrose. Welly's 0 for 2 tonight. She's got 3 points. 18 seconds left. Melrose will improve to 7-3. Piers drops to 6-4. That went around and in. 4 point game for Welly, who averages 2.2 a contest for Coach Reller. 55-43, Dutchman. That one is around and good. One of the final possessions coming here for the Pioneers. Light and Frost has it in front of the Piers bench. Drives the lane, floats it up from three, and scores. Katie Leidenfrost gets a bucket here in the final seconds. And 4 seconds, Littmer will be bringing it into the front court, and the horn sounds to end this ball game. Melrose wins it by 11. Final score, Piers loses by 11. Dutchman 56, Pioneers 45.
Let me tell you who we are.
Pioneer Pride runs deep in our schools, in our homes, and throughout our community.
I value my family and friends. These relationships are important to me.
My parents are always there for me. We talk, and it really helps me get through those challenging times.
I love sports, whether it's from the cheering section, on the bench, or as a starting player.
With focus, determination, and teamwork, we earned the 2015 State Football Championship title.
Local businesses are so supportive of our student clubs, sports, and performing arts.
The Pierce community is very big-hearted.
We are proud to be Pioneers.
Funded by ONDCP.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher on behalf of the Piers Legion Park Board of Directors. I would like to take a moment to thank all of our supporters who have banners hanging at our facility. They include Lakes Printing, Trobix Bus Service, Don's Custom Laser, Piers Villa, Rice Creek, Evergreen Lawn Irrigation, Kenco, Shelley Funeral Home, Northwoods Gutter, Unity Bank, Piers Family Dentistry, Premium Concrete, Jason Gruber Construction, Horizon Health, Essential Health, Executive Realty, Todd Primusberger, Piers Commercial Club, United Spray Foam, Piers Lions, TLC Enterprises, Ritter's Thompson and Olson, Piers Golf Course. Once again, thank you for supporting Piers Legion Park.
This is Matt Percival, athletics director at Eastview High School and a 1990 graduate of Bloomington Jefferson High School. You are listening to high school sports coverage on this partner station of the Minnesota State High School League. We are the league.
Unity Bank is banking built around you. Their UConnect checking is a new bank account to keep you connected and lets you earn cash back when you use your debit card. No minimum balance required, and earn 5 cents per point of sale transaction up to $5 a month. Online banking, e-statements, and debit card required. Stop in and ask how you can easily sign up and start earning cash back. Unity Bank, local, reliable, strong, member FDIC. Go Pioneers!
excellent automotive work at great prices? Call Jason Lashinsky at Lashes Auto Repair today. Bumper-to-bumper work plus suspension lift kits are his specialty. Give Lashes Auto Repair a call or check them out online at NapaAutoCare.com.
For the best food around, it's the Brickyard on Main Street in Pierce. Great food always available, including Taco Tuesdays, soft or hard shell for a dollar, deep fried for $2. On Wednesday, a one-topping pizza for only $5. Thursday is wing night. Yes, stop in for wings. $4.95 bone in one sauce or $5.95 boneless in one sauce. They've got all kinds of great sauces available. And then on Friday, a great special. It's their baby back pork ribs, $14.95. And also, all-you-can-eat roasted chicken for $8.95 or chicken and ribs for $13.95. The patio always open. That's at the Brickyard on Main Street in Piers.
All right, final score today at St. John's University. It's Melrose 56, Piers 45, as the Dutchmen go to 7-3. Piers now 6-4. 30 for Micaiah Littmere, 11 for Ashley Rademacher, Kaya Birch with 8, Audrey Welly with 5, 2 for Kinsey Wensman. Melrose 8-13 from the free throw line. They're back in action Tuesday at home facing Morris Area Chicago, Alberta. Pioneers get a season-high 15 points delivered by Emily Daler to lead the team today. Courtney Strohmeyer with 11. Emily Sidlovsky finishes with 6. 6 for Emily Harold. Alyssa Gertz, 3. Katie Leidenfrost, 2. Anna Taylor, 2. Piers, 8 of 12 from the free throw line. They go to Crosby Ironton on Tuesday. Our final thoughts are next.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, Go Pioneers! Minnesota Hardwood Pellets and the Algren family are proud to be a part of the Piers Pioneer community. Minnesota Hardwood Pellets produce the finest grilling pellets available on the market today and are made out of all natural hardwood. Premium barbecue smoking pellets from Minnesota Hardwood Pellets include flavors like mesquite, cherry, oak, apple, hickory, alder, maple, pecan, whiskey barrel, and the world-famous competition blend. Minnesota Hardwood Pellets and the Algren family support the Piers Pioneers.
Well, Melrose wins it 56-45 over the Pioneers. The girls will be back in action Tuesday up at Crosby Ironton. Full week of action starts on Monday. Boys at home against Little Falls. The Piers Pizzazz dance team was in action today. They're in Alexandria. We'll try and get some results for you on that as soon as it becomes available. Busy week coming up. Lots of action here as we head into the first full week of school activities in 2020. Again, 56-45 is the final score. Melrose over Piers. Good night, everybody.